This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2169. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. In this edition recorded December 15th, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Argentina, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, Congo, Cuba, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, India, Indonesia, International Internet and Vacuum, Iran, Koreas, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Peru, Russia, Spain, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. I'll be mentioning some special holiday programs, but a much more comprehensive schedule has been compiled by Alan Rowe. Holiday programs on shortwave, day by day and hour by hour, starting December 17th. It may be consulted in the World of Radio IO Group and others. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports hearing Radio Afghanistan International TV, a clandestine originating with UK Volant Media, transmitted on 7600 via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, as follows. On December 5th at 1350, the language presumed Pashto. On December 7th at 1335, and December 8th at 1310, when there were mellow local pop music, thrumming drum, and OM vocalists in presumed Pashto. These transmissions from Tashkent are usually slightly off frequency minus, but not specified here. My monitoring this week of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98. Reduced carrier USB, audible only via remotes in Argentina. Saturday, December 10th, after some prelude of song, signed on at 1504 UT, but chopped off the air already at 1522. Then on Wednesday, December 14th, they were already on at 1455 when I tuned in, and dropped off shortly after 1532, according to Gary Pence. Radio Du Monde on FB, also known as Radio Magazine. We have some info about the plans for next year at LRA 36. There will be a new crew of four persons, all of them, once again, women. And I'm going to take time to pronounce the names of all four of the 2022 crew and next year's crew. The ones who are about to go home are Romina Zabalza, Maria Eugenia Rodriguez, the lead announcer, Claudia Beatriz Alvaracin, and Mariela Churquina. Actually, six names are listed for next year's crew. Lorena del Carmen Alvarado, Maria Victoria Menéndez, Noemí del Valle Cisneros, Ariadna Verónica Berrado, Adriana Novakovsky, and Nicole Valdebenito. Meanwhile, back in Buenos Aires, Rai, Argentina to the World, is still being relayed by WRMI on a convoluted schedule in several languages. I ran across English, UT Tuesday, December 13th at 0200, but they said the show was originally recorded on December 7th. I assume they're still only producing one English half hour per week. You will find this and a number of other times on the WRMI schedule grid, but Harold Sellers in BC says, according to my recent monitoring, I believe RI's English programming is carried as follows. At 02 to 2:30 on 5800 on Thursday, 5850 on Monday and Wednesday, and 9395 on Tuesday and Friday. A full hour at 05 to 06 on Thursday, 7780. And at 2330 on Wednesday, 7570. The Bulgarian relays have been out of service. We know about this because some of the clients have notified their listeners, such as Radio Taiwan International, via Michel Frémy at Radio Du Monde. RTI cannot broadcast on 6005 at 19 to 1930 UT in French, caused by a technical problem, December 7th, and could last for the next few days. Now Taiwan's Russian broadcast via Anatoly Klepov in Moscow. Due to technical problems at Spaceline, broadcasting on 5900 at 17 to 1730 and 6005 at 20 to 2030 are suspended for several days, presumably 4 or 5 days starting from December 11th. During troubleshooting, we sincerely apologize. Then Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria sums it up. Due to a power outage at SBL's secret broad transmitter center That's what we know as Kostin Road, Bulgaria. All transmissions of BRB Denge Weilat, Brother Stair Overcomer Ministry, Bible Voice Broadcasting, and Radio Taiwan International are out of service. A technical problem on December 7th, which could last for the next 4 or 5 days. Well, as of December 15th, that period is over, but we have no confirmation yet about any resumption. John Perkins, Canadian Radio News in IRCA DX Monitor. Expect to see a lot of AM to FM flips and a bidding war for FM frequencies across Canada in the near future. Thanks to CRTC's increase in the maximum number of co-owned FM stations in a market. The limit of 4 stations remains, but 3 of them can now be FM or AM. Some markets have no available FM frequencies for a signal that would be strong enough to cover the entire market area, which could lead to bidding wars for existing FM stations. Between AM to FM flips and the need to get rid of an AM station before buying an FM station to keep within the 4-station limit, Canada will likely lose a lot of AM stations over the next year or two. Both December 13th and 14th, for several hours after midnight Eastern, WSB 750 Atlanta was off the air for maintenance. So we were all trying to hear something else on 750. The dominant station for me and for many others appears to have been CKJH. It doesn't identify by call sign, of course, but as beachradiosk.ca and playing rock music. That's always good for a chuckle. They're beach branding far from any seacoast at Melfort, Saskatchewan. It's 25 kilowatts day and night. And what do you bet they were non-directional rather than aiming north-northeast with a notch toward Atlanta? They were identifying frequently that way, liners between rock songs, such as at 0741 and 0726 UT. Claudio Galas in the 4th region of Chile reports that pirate in Chile, RCW, meaning Radio Compañía Worldwide, on 6925. He was hearing it almost every day, as early as 2130 UT, and as late as 0153, but mostly just before and after midnight UT. He doesn't mention sideband, so I guess they were on AM, much of the time with news or DX programs, such as La Rosa de Tokyo. Those dates ranged from December 7th to 12th, but on December 9th he had them on a different frequency, 7610 at 2310. I'm not aware of any reports of this from North America, but if you do hear something on 6925, especially if it's in Spanish, don't assume it's merely a North American pirate. Diane Robinson recommends the best remote receivers in Europe for hearing Congo on 6115 around 18 UT. A couple of them in France at Pommier de Beaurepaire and Tremola, and in Switzerland at Malvalia. In Cuba, Radio Revele was reactivated on 5025, heard December 13th at 0128, and also much later, around 0730. There had previously been a harmonic on 10050, but not at this time. However, the other Cuban transmitter, 5040 of Radio Havana, also shows up on 10080, whether or not anything more than a barely audible carrier is audible on 5040. For example, I was hearing 10080 with RHC News in Spanish at 0730, a very good signal, both on December 13th and 15th, but they're off the air by 0800. Let's hear it for President Sisi. Radio Cairo made it on the air December 13th during the English broadcast at 2118 UT. 5 hertz below as always. 9440 is heard via the remote in Holland. However, it was with huge humbuzz and whine, traces of extremely distorted talk modulation, presumably in English. Something is always egregious in Egypt. However, on December 12th and 14th during that broadcast, there was no signal. Something's always amiss at Abbas. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says it's been a long time since I last checked for Ethiopia Long Path on 7110. I'm very pleased to find it with Gray Line reception. My local sunrise at 1509 UT, December 11th. Addis Ababa sunset at 1506, and he heard it from 1439 until it closed at 15 UT, with some Horn of Africa music, some phone conversations, and a very brief ID at sign-off. Not the usual interval signal in gong ID that he heard in the past. Somewhere in Europe, Free Radio Service Holland, I detailed last week their December 18th broadcast, but now they add that they have a special 42nd anniversary QSL card. It's available as an EQSL, but they are pushing a hard copy, which is much nicer and better looking, they say. But for that, you need to send return postage of €3 in Europe or €5 elsewhere, possibly via PayPal. It's frs@frsholland.nl. We now have the schedule for the annual Christmas Eve broadcast from Norddeutscher Rundfunk, Gruß an Bord. Some earlier versions apparently were incorrect, but Alan Rowe says this is the correct schedule, December 24th at 18 to 21 UT, on 6030 France to Northeast Atlantic, 6080 Uzbekistan to Europe, 9740 now in Germany to Indian Ocean, 11650 France to the Atlantic and Indian Oceans, 13725 now in Germany to South Atlantic, and 15770 WRMI to the Northwest Atlantic. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports on 11560, All India Radio, Bengaluru, December 5th, an unusual partially English ID during the middle of their Pashto service, heard at 1302, including the frequency. Ron Howard in California reports RRI, Nabire, Indonesia, 7289.93. It was cutting off the air at exactly 0906, both on December 9th and 10th, a few minutes after local sunset. He'd been hearing them for an hour. And on December 15th, Saharius Leongas in Greece reports his reception rounded off to 7290 via their mode in Maui, Hawaii. On this date, they were still going at 0930 when they were blocked by CNR1 China. International Internet, I found a station carrying the All Winter Solstice Concert, WUOT.org in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's Wednesday evening, December 21st. At 8 p.m. Eastern, for only 1 hour instead of the usual two, and I suspect it was recorded a year or a few ago. That's 01 UT, December 22nd. On the darkest night of the year, New York's Cathedral of St. John the Allegedly Divine, the performance of the Paul Winter Consort and the glorious Cathedral Pipe Organ with host John Schaefer, celebrating the return of the sun and the warming of the heart. And or you may sample excerpts of previous concerts at this website, solsticeconcert.com. International Vacuum, from Ken Zicke in the Michigan ARE tip sheet. Do you have Sirius XM active in your car? Did you know there were interconnect issues between the car and the radio, allowing someone who has your VIN visible through the windshield to unlock and start your car, among other things? Sam Curry, a researcher working at the firm Yuga Labs, said he and a team of researchers accessed consumer info and executed commands on Honda, Acura, Nissan, and Infiniti vehicles using nothing more than the vehicle identification number in order to authenticate to the Sirius XM telematics system. But this security flaw has been fixed by Sirius. I wonder how many others there are. Here's the sibling station to the Afghan clandestine I mentioned at the beginning. Wolfgang Büschel reports, a very odd frequency from Radio Iran International TV out of London, transmitted via Tashkent, Uzbekistan at 0452 UT, December 9th, 15629.836. Ron Howard reports the clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom on 6045. On the air starting at 0753 UT, December 9th, with introductory music, a gong rung three times, and Voice of Freedom ID, the ROK Choral National Anthem. And North Korean jamming started shortly after sign-off. Von Howard also reports Myanmar Radio 5985, December 11th at 1537 to 1546 in English, with weather, list of goals for the government, a COVID-19 PSA in English and Burmese, about wearing a face mask. Speaking of Ron Howard, many thanks to him for sending a check on a U.S. bank supporting World of Radio in memory of Brian Alexander, May 1, 1957 to December 26, 2012. I once enjoyed his many African logs, says Ron Howard, and thank you for your many excellent contributions to our radio hobby over the decades. That was sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. We are amid World of Radio 2169, via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Also supporting our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Kari Kallio in Finland has some good news from ART, AART, of Delta Radio International in the Netherlands, December 15th. It took some time to recover, but we are back, and will start up transmissions on Christmas and December 26th, early mornings, on 6020. 11730 will also be on air, Christmas from the early morning. May also test 9760, not sure. Wanted to cover Europe well, but prefer 11730. Ivo Ivanov says the site is Elburg in the Netherlands, and they're running 1 kilowatt non-directional. Ricky Leong and Yogi Miao have noted some schedule modifications at Radio New Zealand International or Pacific. I'm looking at the schedule as displayed December 15th, basically with the times rounded off slightly. 15720 starts Monday through Sunday at 21 UT, but Saturdays at 2000. Change to 13755 at 0600. Then 7390 from 1300 and 9700 from 1651. And 11725 is next from just before 18 UT. These are the AM frequencies only. Nigeria non. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, reports hearing Manara Radio International via WRMI, 15770, December 12th until 0700, and then over to Brother Scare. I asked Jeff White if this was correct, as the 0630 block is not accounted for on their schedule, and Jeff replies on December 15th, yes, but it's a test for probably just a few more days at 0630. And then later on the same day, Ivo Ivanov says, also hearing Manara Radio International in Hausa again on 15770 at 1930. Since December 8th, our classical music station in Oklahoma, KUCO 90.1 and its relays, have suddenly switched from locally originated classical programming to plugging into satellite networks, Classical 24 from Minnesota and or the Beethoven Network from Chicago. However, these names are not mentioned on those networks themselves. They try to pretend they are local. And there have been many other schedule changes. It's a shame to be losing local origination and the talents of local announcers and programmers, but I guess it's necessary. Radio Galas in Chile reports, Radio Huanta 2000 Peru, not on 4747, but on 4750, December 9th at midnight to midnight 15 UT with ads and music. Mike Cooper sends a long story from the New York Times you might want to look up. An alternate reality, how Russia's state TV spins the Ukraine war. It appeared December 15th. Some other headlines you might search on. Technology, Russia state TV, Ukraine war. Or Moscow's propaganda spin a stumbling war. Search on one of the author's names, K-R-O-L-I-K. Here's how it starts. Leaked emails detail how Russia's biggest state broadcaster, working with the nation's security services, mined right-wing American news and Chinese media to craft a narrative that Moscow was winning. As Russian tanks were stuck in the mud outside Kiev earlier this year, and the economic fallout of war with Ukraine took hold, one part of Russia's government hummed with precision, television propaganda, spinning together a counter-narrative for tens of millions of viewers. They latched on to claims that the U.S. was hiding secret bioweapon research labs in Ukraine and that China was a loyal ally against a fragmenting West. The Friday, December 9th broadcast in English from Spain at 2300 on 9690, including an interesting interview about something I was unaware of, an opera streaming service, but which also provides other performing arts, theater, ballet, concerts, flamenco for a price. You might want to check it out. It's www.myoperaplayer.com. Voice of Turkey did it again, failing to turn off the English broadcast on 5960 before midnight UT, Sunday, December 11th. An extraneous German broadcast and interfering with a mighty KBC from Germany one night a week on the same frequency. Of course, as we've reported, next year that will no longer be a problem, as KBC is moving to WRMI 5950, 22 hours later on Sundays from 22 UT. Unfortunately, that's at exactly the same time as Marion's Attic on WBCQ 7490 and the next hour, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot. Too bad programming scheduling decisions are made in a vacuum without considering the competition for listeners from their point of view. If we are stuck with that KBC time on RMI, a solution could be for BCQ to move those two shows 24 hours earlier to 22 UT Saturdays. Strangely enough, the 7490 schedule shows nothing at all during those hours, so it's really available. How about it, UB? In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus Perry in Illinois reports the Turkish jammer called Radio Recep Erdogan on 11775 in the 13 UT hour, both December 9th and 10th, but no sign of its target Dingewe Lot. Playing funky martial music, military drums, bugles, a chorus of somewhat off-key male singers, sounding like they could be well into a keg of beer. Pretty enjoyable listening, this Turkish macho stuff. Ivo Ivanov explains what's happened to Dengewe Lot. It had been broadcast via Bulgaria on 7245 or 11775 until December 7th, when that site went down. And he says since December 13th, Dengewe Lot is heard instead via France at 0330 to 1600 on 11540 and 16 to 22 on 7460. On December 14th, however, Kai Ludwig says, to me it appears that 11540 comes at least after 12 UT, again from Grigoriopol, Pridnestrovia, perhaps for well-known reasons from a different transmitter and antenna than until April. After 1500, no signal on 9400, which had been Bulgaria. Later, Kai Ludwig says that Dengewe Lot transmission was in the clear until the Turkish music jamming returned at 1332, pretty off frequency, 11539.91. The move back to one of the old frequencies suggests the big Kostenbrod outage in Bulgaria prompted them to ask their old transmission provider for a substitute. Mike Terry forwards a story from the Telegraph, December 11th, worth looking up, the complexities and contradictions of the man who invented the BBC, that is, John Reith, R-E-I-T-H. And another story, several places about the BBC preparing to go online only over the next decade, according to its director general, Tim Davey. This provoked some objections, such as from John Filiozzi in New York. We hope the only thing to be switched off in the next decade will be Tim Davey. Another example of the British government's death by a thousand cuts. The relentless hiring of commercial media denizens and gradual wholesale adoption of its values are turning what was once the crown jewel of British media, if not of the public service paradigm itself, on its head. What Davey and his cohorts, past and present, are leaving is an empty shell that will no longer be distinguishable from the load of crap the commercial media industry has left us. And John forwards another story underscoring what he had said. It's from The Guardian, December 9th. Damon Buffini, BBC appoints private equity boss to make it more commercial. And Kai Ludwig forwards yet another story from The Guardian, November 30th. BBC to produce lighter content to attract Britons from poorer backgrounds. We guess and hope this is mainly all about television rather than radio. Voice of America puts out a beautiful calendar each year, full color on glossy paper, which may be hard to obtain, but you may at least view or print it yourself from PDF at this website, www.insidevoa.com. Theme of the calendar this year is U.S. Islands. Another rude response to an article last week we referred to in Radio World about the Voice of America's broadcast infrastructure. Ken Zicky opines, allow me to translate from doublespeak. We've decided shortwave doesn't matter. Shut things down so people don't have the equipment any longer, and therefore we were right. We know the alternates don't work during war, internal strife, or other censorship regimes, but we don't want to look old-fashioned by supporting radio, so we're going to double down on the Internet, where we don't really have any audience, or in local rebroadcasting, which can disappear overnight when some government or marketing organization decides we don't fit anymore. Speaking of which, World of Radio no longer fits on WRMI's 9955 frequency. Our broadcast there Tuesday at 2330 UT has been replaced by something else, That leaves us with zero emissions on 9955, the remaining two on the schedule being imaginary. But I hasten to add, still plenty of other options, thanks to WRMI, such as 9395. World's Last Chance via WBCQ's Superstition 9330 made another language schedule change around December 10th, but I last heard it on the 11th. Whenever I checked on the 13th, 14th, or 15th, no signal. This may explain it from Alan Wiener on FB, dated December 13th, working on the great antenna at WBCQ's World Superstation, testing and tuning to ensure full usage 5 to 22 megahertz. One of the most powerful free speech stations, the few left, tune us in. There is also further transmitter work at WMLK, but which we have still been hearing, afternoons here on 9275. Alan Holder in the UK, December 9th, found this message from them. The engineer and his assistant have returned to Bethel to resume work on WMLK, a picture showing one of three rectifiers that changed the voltage from AC to DC. They will also be changing the frequency dynamics from 50 to 60 hertz in the rectifier firing control circuitry. The engineers that were with the unit before and after we bought this set did not think the frequency acceleration from 50 to 60 CPS would make a difference, but it has. The Courtesy Program Committee says there will be a Christmas Eve DX test from WCGA 1100 in Woodbine, Georgia. It's a 10-kilowatt daytimer, but they need to do some maintenance. Testing begins at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, December 24th, or 0501 UT. There will be test tones, Morse code IDs, long-duration 1 kHz test tones, and Xmas music using a modular synthesizer. The committee is very interested in handling the reception reports for this, and there are very strict rules which must be followed. As of December 15th, Radio Vanuatu continues to be heard on 7260, even in Oklahoma, with a poor signal, before and after 07 UT. For now, not on those harmonics of 3945. Nevertheless, they think they're on that frequency, according to this ID recorded by Ron Howard, December 8th at 0801.
Long subway, 125 kHz long medium wave, 100 MHz long FM frequency, and WCQ online on www.cbc.co. M45, nearly 7 o'clock.
The other frequencies mentioned were 1125 belong medium wave, and 100 MHz belong FM. And one more from Ron Howard. Ho Chi Minh Radio, the Vietnam coastal station on 8812 USB, heard with coastal weather in Vietnamese and repeated in English, December 9th at 0933 to 0937, on the air for only 4 minutes. Previously, he had only heard them at 1239 to 1241. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field activity expected to be unsettled to active. Most states, but minor storm G1 levels possible on 22 December and 25 to 28 December, with ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5, so 15 and 4 on December 23rd, 18 and 5 on January 3rd. Solar flux expected to dip to 115 from December 17th to 22nd, and then rise to 145 starting January 1st, 2023. With many thanks to all our contributors and the station's broadcasting world of radio, Glenn Hauser concluding edition number 2169 with a standard disclaimer.